Well, good evening, everyone. Hope everybody's doing okay today. And I hope you've been enjoying this day. And, of course, another warm day, but it does seem like the temperature is a bit lower than it has been. And so praise the Lord for that. And I wonder if anybody has right up here in the front any praise report to give, something that the Lord's done this week. Or just something you want to praise them for. Brother David. Yes. All right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody else? Do things a little different. Amen. Amen. Absolutely. Praise the Lord for that. I'm thankful He's merciful and kind and compassionate, not a slave driver, because He knows I need His mercy every day. So I appreciate the Lord and His abundant mercies. Anybody else before we officially get into our bulletin and the prayer request? Absolutely. Praise the Lord there. That's always a good feeling when you go and you come back and all is well. Praise the Lord for that. I do want to mention tonight, to start off with, as far as prayer requests, praise/prayer request, and I got permission to share it. I always like to ask that. Some people, you know, don't like everything, their business broadcasted, and some don't mind. Bobby and Nancy McClendon, Bobby's not doing that good. He has COVID and he is texted back and forth with Miss Nancy yesterday, last night, this morning, and he's really having it rough. He's just not doing well. The praise is Nancy tested this morning and she's negative. So that's about where we're at right now with Brother Bobby. Brother Jeff? When he caught it? you know, they weren't here Sunday. Sunday was actually Bobby's birthday. And they had a surprise visit on Saturday with his kids. Came in from Texas. And one of them thought they had a sinus infection. And come to find out it was COVID. Yeah, Saturday. And right. Pretty sure Nancy said that it was one of them that had a sinus infection and it ended up being COVID. So pretty sure they tested it. More and more people, it's staying optimistic, of course, but, you know, just more and more people are coming down with it. And I'm glad of the ones I've heard about this go-around has, you know, recovered from it. And we'll just keep on praying to that end for Brother Bobby that that he would be able to recover from this. And Nancy will continue to stay healthy and well. So let's remember them tonight. Let's also remember Brother Gerald Carroll, and he was here Sunday. Good to see him. He was here Sunday morning and Sunday night. So praise the Lord for that. The passing of Miss Francis. And then let's see. Continue to remember Miss Mary, of course, and her fractured elbow. The fractured elbow, is that right? Is a fracture a break?
It's a hairline.
A hairline fracture, okay. Definitely wasn't no clean break, so it was just a hairline. Thank God for that. Yeah, okay. Well, how are you doing with that? Good, good. That's good. Lots of bosses, lots of help. I tell you, you never know when an accident is going to happen. Of course, you know, you had no idea that leaving to go up toward the Ark, stopping at Bucky's, having fun with the family, step off the curb in the next 5.5 hours at the emergency room. You just never know. And but we're glad you're on the road to feeling better. Dolores and Leonard, last I heard, Dolores was feeling better, starting to feel better from her COVID. Leonard has it, not doing that well. Sometimes I get my Wednesdays mixed up, but I don't know if that was this week I heard or it was last Wednesday. But nonetheless, I told them we would mention them tonight and that they would recover smoothly out of this COVID. So remember the Palmers. Continue to remember Miss Mary and Sandy, new widow. And as the Lord directs her and her new path, and so just know we're praying for you every day. And God would give you peace and be close to you. I know He is. Let's see. Let's remember Tracy Reese. She texted me yesterday, just a lot of problems in her head. I don't know. I guess it's a tumor that she has, and she has these pains that come out of nowhere. So she was supposed to be here tonight, but she said if not, that's the reason why. But let's remember her tonight in prayer. Michael and Shauna Bendy. Shauna was here Sunday morning, Sunday night, and seemed to be doing better. So let's pray that she'll continue to feel better. You know, we've said it before and we'll say it again, that there's nothing worse than not only not knowing what's wrong in your body, but continually feeling bad. And so from what I gather, they found out some things, and she's on some medication, and things are on the up and up. So we thank God for that. Pray for Brother Michael. He was out Sunday. He said he was very sick to his stomach. And then I got a message from him this afternoon, and I believe their refrigerator's going out. So I said, when it rains, it pours on it, brother. And so let's remember them in prayer. Miss C.C. Prestridge and Chuck, Randy and Diane Ely, of course, our children's home, Bobby and Nancy McClendon, also Nancy's daughter Kelly and grandson Tanner, David and Glenda Henderson, their family. And Miss Glenda, did you, you didn't mention your cousins tonight, have your nephews, yeah. Good. Good. Good deal. All right. Ruby Harper, Harold Dolph, James and Shirley Townsend, Johnny and Pat Eccles. Of course, they've been pretty regular, Johnny and Pat, here lately. Mary Kelly. Mary Kelly's been here. Don Daly, Rusty and Chris Watkins, Randy and Janet Bailey, Brother Don, Sister Carla, so good to have them here, and going to be here for a while, and praise the Lord for that. Miss Claudia Darby, Barbara Anderson, Miss Catherine, I got that slip of paper on the desk. I believe you left that for me. Sharon Hodgins, okay. She passed away. Was she a member here? Okay. But friends with Barbara Anderson. Best friends, okay. Yeah, we'll get around to Miss Barbara and get that news to her if she hasn't already received it. Jenny Clanton, Melissa Slagle, of course, those that serve in the military from here or the home. James Tolan Brown, Marines. Hayden Cochran, Navy, Kevin Brook, Champion Christian College. Kevin's still with us, isn't he, Miss Tammy? Yeah, or did he go? Okay. Yeah, he was here Sunday. Of course, all of our shut-ins, a couple of those, the McCrickards, Joyce Manning, and others. So we keep a pretty busy prayer list, and so remember these things tonight when you pray. Of course, we'll have a time of prayer together in just a moment. This coming up Sunday night, I'll be honest with you, I'll in a tug of war. I know we didn't have Sunday night service last Sunday. I know Father's Day, and then I believe it was Memorial Day the way it fell. I'm not one for always, you know, calling off services. I'm not looking to call off services. But saying that, July 4th is on Monday. Brother Allen this Sunday is going on vacation. And then David Barker Sunday night won't be here. And I know several are not going to be here. And so we'll go ahead and call the service off this Sunday night. But I'll tell you what, I can't continue to call off services. I just feel that in my back. You know what I mean? Anyway, we'll just do that for the sake of the crowd that'll be here. Maybe that's old me of little faith, but really don't get a lot of people who argue about calling church off. But anyway, we will omit this coming up Sunday night service. And you celebrate the Lord, have Bible study at home, and around with your family.
Yes, sir.
Sure.
My wife Deborah has been having to go to church too.
Deborah.
Thanksgiving, I had to call 911. She's in the hospital for a month, in the nursing home for a week, in a nursing home for a month. The kidney doctor sent her to a nephrologist across from Wellstar.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent her to a kidney specialist at Paulden County. They've been giving her pills for the last 6 months for her kidney, her overactive kidney. Well, she can't go nowhere. She hasn't been able to leave the house now for almost 2 years.
Jeez.
Church. But these pills they're giving her, she said they may have to do surgery, but they won't give her any surgery. They keep giving her these different pills, which is not helping her any whatsoever. But she can't leave the house.
Gets the,
they said her kidneys were going to rush from the hospital. Well, not when she went to the hospital, I couldn't go. That didn't go. It was working at 12%, and now they're up to 28%, but the rest of her body is different. Her name's Deborah. D-E-B-O-R-A-H, not Debbie. Deborah.
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 Yeah.
But she's in horrible shape. I mean, she can do nothing. At the most, she walks a week. It's probably from here to the back of the sanctuary.
Did she go to Floyd Road when you did?
Oh, yeah. She was out every Sunday. We sat right behind and gave him up.
So I've met her before.
Oh, yeah. She's just
awesome. We'll certainly pray for her tonight, specifically her and Brother Bobby McClendon, and, of course, all these others underneath that when we pray. Anybody else? Start down the line. Go ahead.
My sister called me on my way in, and her grandson, my niece's son, he's about 13 or 14. He's got Asperger's and had, you know, issues all the time, but he had a terrible episode, and his mother couldn't handle him. So he's in the hospital now. They went to the doctor for like a half hour, and he said, just get me to the ER.
this is your sister's what now?
It's my sister's grandson.
Okay.
Yeah, my niece's son. And they're just beside themselves.
Yeah.
Sad.
Thank you for sharing that. We'll definitely pray for them. Okay. Micro valve. Sounds like a small valve. All right. Tammy, did you have? Sharing that, we'll certainly pray for.
Unspoken.
Any other unspokens tonight? Absolutely, absolutely. All right. Anybody else? Don't want them. What's the name of the church?
It's Gospel Light Baptist Church.
Okay.
So she called me. She said, I hate to ask you this. I said, what? She said, you please ask her. Your church to pray for our church because the pastor's sick. I said, yes, can we sure will?
Okay. We'll remember them. Anybody else? That's all that would and are able, can come down and meet us in the altar to pray. If not, you're fine where you're at. Stay right there and pray. Let's have a time of prayer together, silent prayer. Then I believe Brother Jeff has a song for us. writing something and my pen blew up. I was writing one last little word on my notes and the thing just went all to pieces. Cheap pen. Oh well. I think I just heard some thunder outside. Either that or that's the kids playing dodgeball beneath us. Oh, thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Again, it's good to be here tonight and just have a thought tonight. Want to try to look into God's Word to just to bring a little bit of encouragement this midweek. We're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And we're going to look at one verse tonight. One verse. That is verse number 7. Excuse me. 2 Corinthians 4. Verse number 7 tonight. And reading through 1 and 2 Corinthians again. And just really, really enjoy these two books. Of course, written by the hand of Paul. And one is a letter of correction. 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians is the letter of vindication, where Paul felt the need to boast a little to vindicate who he was, his apostleship and all. And here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, notice if you would in verse number 7, he says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." And tonight I want to just look at this one verse. And don't know how long I'll be, but I'll be long enough. And I want us to focus on this verse on the earthen vessels and the treasure the Bible talks about. "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us." I want to talk to you tonight on valuable vessels. Valuable, excuse my coughing, guys. Valuable vessels. Valuable vessels. Can anybody tell me why the clam that's found at the bottom of the ocean floor is so valuable? Because it has a pearl in it. That old rusted looking, dirty, rigid clam down at the bottom, way down at the bottom of the ocean floor, has a great, great value, has a great worth to it. And its worth is on the inside, it's the pearl. And, you know, it's pretty amazing how that whole process, won't spend a whole lot of time talking about the process of the pearls and diving for clams. But those divers, they go in, and a lot of times it's done through netting and nets. But those divers, they dive in, and they go all the way down and to the very, very bottom. Sometimes they even have to dig in the dirt to get it. And they get the clams, they bring them up. Of course, they open them, get the pearl out, and all through the process. And the end result of that would be, for instance, a set of pearl earrings or a set of or a pearl necklace. And those pearl earrings, the pearl necklace is laid behind the display case for those to walk by and say, "Wow, look how beautiful that is." And then they purchase them. Well, of course, the clam got its worth. The clam is talked about because of that pearl. But then what about the old violin? Y'all know that story. Actually, I think it's a poem, and there's music to it. I listened to a version that had like a musical accompaniment to it. and really nice about the old violin, and it was being auctioned off and wasn't no good, and it was run down and it was dusty. The strings were broke off of it, and the bidding took place, and nobody wanted it, but there was an old gray-haired man in the back who bought that violin. And then he dusted it off, he fastened the strings, and tightened what needed to be tightened, and he gave it back, and now that violin, that same violin, was sold for much, much money. So what changed its worth? It was the touch of the master's hand. That's what changed its worth. And so tonight, that kind of introduces the subject. Paul again says, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. I want to mention three things out of this one verse, and I hope it'll be a blessing and educate us a little bit. I'm sure you've studied this verse before. Three things I want to look at in this verse. I want to look at the container. I want to look at the contents. And I want to look at the cause. Number one, the container. Notice what he says. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And so these earthen vessels would be the container. And vessels that have their origination within the earth. Earthy comes from the earth. And so they are formed, these earthen vessels. Now, there's some steps before a vessel is formed. And I want to mention these steps. Number one, there's the material in forming a vessel. And that is, the material would be clay. And I don't know exactly where potters get their clay, but let's just say back in Bible days, came from the earth, came from the ground, came from mud, if you will. It was earthy. It was earthly. And the clay coming from the ground. And so that's the material. Now, the next step would be the forming of the vessel. And we know that the potter, he has the main part in the forming of the vessel. He takes the lump of clay and puts it on his wheel. And he already has a predetermined idea what he wants that vessel to be. And so if you look up on the potter's shelf, there's little vessels. There's big vessels. There are dishes. There's bowls. There's all kinds of vessels. There's all kinds of pieces of pottery for whatever that potter wants to use it for. And so the forming takes place. He has this predetermined thought, what he wants this vessel to be, and so he starts working on it. And he presses and he mashes. Of course, he adds water to it so that it can smooth, the operation can be smooth. And so the forming takes place. And then after a while, it begins to take shape, and you could say, okay, well, that's a bowl. That's a bowl. That's a little bowl. And then the potter takes the little bowl, we'll use for an example, and he puts it in the oven. Now, back when I worked at Georgia Tech, they had a potter's class there. And one day I walked outside of the student center, and I seen this thing about this tall, and looked like had a door in the front of it. Looked like a mini oven, and had like an exhaust on the top. So I asked one of the students. I said, "What is that?" He said, "It's a kiln." I said, "A what?" He said, "A kiln." I said, "Hold on just a minute. Are you saying a Kindle? A kiln?" He said, "K-I-L-N, a kiln." And that word drives me crazy. He said, and so we make our desired molds, and then we place it in the oven. and we leave it there. And because of the heat, it starts to stay in the shape we made it in. And it's permanent by the time we take it out. Of course, we let it cool off. So he took me through all these steps of that kiln. And this is definitely a step in making a vessel. There's the forming by the potter. Then there's the heat from the fire. And we know that this heat from the fire, it removes any moisture that's within the clay. As long as there's moisture in the clay, it's flimsy, it's pliable. But because of the heat and the humidity, it extracts that moisture. And so this bowl we're using, for example, begins to just stay as that shape. It begins to get hard and permanent, all because of the fire it's in. Permanent changes take place in the fire. And so we see all these steps in order to get an earthen vessel. And then the last part, and this is one of the exciting parts. If you're making a pitcher to pour water, some drink out of, and you make your desired vessel, does anybody know what comes last? It's the spout. You put your thumb on it, and you just make a little impression, a little groove. And so that's the spout. That's the final step. Of course, I guess this will be done before it goes into the oven. But you follow me what I'm saying. And we have all of these things taking place, but there's a liability with these earthen vessels, and the liability is they are easily broken. Easily broken. And tonight, you and I are a lot like these earthen vessels. That's why Paul says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. We'll get into the treasure in just a moment. You already know what the treasure is. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, in these brittle, easily broken vessels. You and I also came from the ground. God made man from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. The Lord started forming us and making us, and he has a predetermined plan for your life and for my life, what he wants us to do. And so he molds us and he makes us. Sometimes we feel a little pressure from the master's hand. And then when we think it can't get any worse in our life, we feel the pressure, we feel the pain. Then we feel the heat. Then he places us in the fiery furnace. But he places us in the fiery furnace because he wants a permanent change to take place. I wish I could say tonight that through my obedience, Brother Richard, through my obedience, I have mastered lessons that God has been trying to teach me. I wish I could say it's through my obedience. But actually, it's through the fire that I've learned how to trust the Lord. It's through going through those hot places, those times in life where we feel like we're not going to get out. We feel like we've been forsaken. We feel like we've been abandoned. God's blessing everybody in a perfect circle around us, but us right there in the middle. No touch. We're not being touched. We're in the fire. We're in these troubled situations. So I wish I could say that any good thing about me came through obedience to God, but not necessarily. Not at all, really. It all came from the fire. You see, the fire causes permanent changes to take place. And then, of course, the purpose is to be used so that we can pour out. And again, that liability is these earthen vessels are easily broken. Tonight, we are easily broken people. All it takes is someone saying something foul to us. All it takes is someone not agreeing with us. All it takes is, you know, someone not checking on us. All it takes is, and again, all of these things can happen to any one of us, and we can be offended by words. We can be offended by those things. But at the same time, the phone call from the doctor's office, we're broken. Going to the graveyard, we're broken. We are easily broken people. And so, number one, we see the container. He says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And so we know this container has a process. These earthen vessels have a process it goes through. It's the clay from the ground. It's the forming of the potter. It's the heat from the oven. It's the purpose that it has and the liability that it carries. That's us tonight. Easily broken people. I really want to emphasize how easily broken we are. Because, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, but the more broken we are and the more power he shows through us, the more glory he gets. That's why Paul, when he had that thorn in the flesh, he was beaten. I mean, he was beaten. He said, a messenger of Satan was sent to buffet me. And the word buffet me means to blacken the eye. Paul says, every single day I'm in a fight with this thing. But all of that took place so that God could get glory and Paul could move forward depending on the grace of God. All right, and so we see the container, this brittle, brittle earthen vessel. Now, number two, not only the container, but the contents. He says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And what's the treasure? Well, if you go back and read verse number 1 down through verse number 6, what you'll find out is he's talking about the gospel. I guess I could say it this way. The treasure is Jesus and anything that pertains to him. For example, look, if you would, in verse number 3. He says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Verse number 4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Verse 5. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. And then in verse number 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure. What treasure? Everything he just said about Jesus and his gospel. Jesus is a treasure. The Holy Spirit is a treasure. The gospel is a treasure. And he says that he places his treasure in earthen vessels. He places his treasure. Let's see. God saves anybody. The Lord Jesus saves anybody that calls upon his name. What verse am I thinking about? The verses, and I believe it's in 1 Corinthians. He chooses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. That's a picture contrast of earthen vessels and the treasure being on the inside of it. And so the Lord does this. He saves whoever calls upon him for salvation. But we all are earthen vessels. We are brittle vessels at the point of breaking at any given time. The more brittle we are, the more broken we are, the more glory he gets. And so the treasure tonight, the contents, is Jesus and all that pertains unto him. Now, the word treasure here, it means deposit, it means wealth. I was thinking today how we go to the bank and we make deposits. Just a simple illustration. We put what we have in the bank. Very simple. We deposit that. And so that's on our account. Well, the gospel of Jesus is the incorruptible word of God by which we've been saved. The incorruptible word of God. Let's see, what verse am I thinking of right now? We have been given the earnest of the Spirit, a deposit. We have all of the Holy Spirit, but we have been given the earnest. You know what earnest money is? Somebody goes to buy a house, and they're serious about it. Buy a house, rent a house, I can't remember now, maybe both. And they say, you know what, I like this house. This is a very nice house. It would suit my family well. Just to prove that we're coming back and we're going to move in, here's $2,000. Earnest money. $2,000 wouldn't do that nowadays, but here's $2,000. Earnest money. And then what happens? They come back and they move in. Well, we have the Holy Spirit through the new birth. We have the earnest of the Spirit. And then one day, we're going to move into heaven when He comes back for us. And so tonight, all of this coincides with one another. And it's a deposit, this treasure is. We have been deposited within our hearts, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and all that pertains. It is the treasure that's on the inside of us. It's the hope that we have that energizes us every day. It's the encouragement that we receive on the inside when we're discouraged. Look, if you would, in verse number 16. Here's another picture of that, what the treasure is doing on the inside of us. Verse 16 says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." You know, somebody said one time, "Brother Justin, I just don't think I can keep on going. I just feel like that something's going to happen. I'm going to give up. I'm going to quit. I'm going to die. I just don't think I can go any further." And then 365 days pass by, and that person is still here. You tell me how that person is still here. I'll tell you how. Because of that treasure in their earthen vessel. The grace of God, though the outward man perish. We feel the elements of this world. We feel discouragement. We feel pain. We feel emotional pain, physical pain. I guess the older we get, some things start to hurt more. And so we feel those pains. And so the outward man is perishing. The inclinations of the flesh that we carry. I'm telling you what, my flesh wants to go this way every day, Brother Don. Spirit of God wants to go this way. And if I don't decide to go with Him, my whole day is going to be like this. A double-minded man being unstable in all his ways. And so that's the long and short of it. So the best thing to do is just yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit and allow Him to show Himself mighty through us and carry us and enable us. Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. Let's see. And so that's the contents tonight, speaking of this treasure. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Now, my last point is not only the container, the contents, but the cause. The cause. Why does the Lord put His treasure in earthen vessels? Well, He says it right here. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. And look at this next word. That. There's a reason. That the excellency or abundance of the power may be of God and not of us. That's the reason why He deposits His Spirit in frail man. We're all frail. The human race is frail. We're all earthy and earthly. Came from dirt. Came from dust. And so when He saves someone, He gives them His treasure. And the whole goal is is in their life to show the power of God day by day. A person is living their life and they have bad moments and good moments. They're at the doctor, they experience cancer, they experience loss in their life, yet they keep going. People have been rude, mean. Some are abandoned, some are living under bridges, but yet they keep going and going and going. So what is this doing? It's showing the power that's of God. The abundance, that the excellency, the abundance of the power may be of God and not of us. You see, we're like the Energizer Bunny tonight. We keep going and going and going and going. And going and going and going. I can remember, I guess, shortly after I got saved, I told my brother, I said, there's no way I can live this life. There's no way I can live the Christian life. He said, Justin, you're right. You can't live the Christian life. He said, and the sooner you find that out, the sooner you'll be on your road to victory. And God really taught me a lesson that day, that the road to victory is surrender.
Yes.
It's surrender. And so, let's see, this November 19th, I thought that was the end of it. I thought I couldn't live it. This will be 20 years ago. Going and going and going. I know there's some here that have been saved longer than that. Let's see, who's been saved in here 30 years? All right. 40 years. 50? Wow. 55? 60? Wow. How long have you been saved? 60
years.
Miss Mary. That's okay. You can ish. That's all right. At least 60 years. At least 60 years. At least 60. 60, 65. Now let me ask you, there's been some things in your life, in your pathway, in your family, down through the years. You may not have said it, but you probably thought it. There's just no way that we're going to make it through this. Huh? Somewhere along the way, you thought it. I've thought it. Brother, you've thought it. There's just no way. I mean, you know your God is able, but you are just at an intersection of impossibility, and you didn't think you'll ever make it. And here you are, 65 years of salvation, we'll say, and you're going and going and going and going. And what the Lord is doing, He's showing the excellency of His power, the abundance of His power, by allowing you to keep going and going and going. And that's a blessing tonight. I know it is to us younger people to see some of y'all been saved, 30, 40, 50, and 60 years. And tonight, that's the value of the vessels. We have valuable vessels. Tonight we are valuable because not of us who have done great things not so great things, but because of the one that's on the inside of us. He just allows us to overcome obstacles that we couldn't do within ourselves. He allows us to keep going and going and going. Bro Don, again, how long have y'all been over there in Comark? How long?
19.
And I'm sure there were some times. There were some times. But the Lord just kept on allowing you to go and go and go and go. Though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. This week, this one verse has really helped me. Because a lot of the times, I rely on Justin. And we know it takes physical strength every day. But there's a spiritual strength we can tap into that will revigorate our physical strength. And it's just amazing to know that the Lord didn't just save us to, let us sit over here and who comes back to get us, but He actually empowers us to serve Him. And what a blessing that is tonight. I don't know if that came across or not, but the message tonight is just simply this. The Lord will keep us going as long as he wants us to. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you, Lord. One of my shorter lessons, Lord. Of course, they're all your lessons. And God, I'm sure tonight that we all could probably glean something a little different out of that verse. Lord, I'm thankful tonight that although we are earthy and earthly people, God, this flesh is in such a tug of war every day. But I'm thankful for you, Holy Spirit, this treasure that allows us to be brought back in, into alignment. And as David says, run through a troop and jump over a wall. We're so thankful for the power of the Holy Spirit today. And though our outward man perish, the inward man never gets exhausted. And so I pray tonight that we would reflect on this verse and really think about it, for when we arise each and every day, that we can go as long as God wants us to go. I'm thankful for these that have come tonight. I pray that you bless them in a special way. It sounds like it may be storming soon. Give everybody traveling mercy and safety on the way home. In Jesus' name we pray. Does anybody have anything they want to share before we close out? We're done a couple minutes early. Sometimes I get more of me personally out of one verse than I do covering more verses. All right. Well, if that's it, you're at liberty to go.